Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, we're now into hour number three. It is Tuesday, the 20th day of April, 2004. We'll get into Columbine, what really happened there. We'll get into Bush pushing the Patriot Act, the whitewash going on concerning the U.S. drills of flying jets into buildings as terrorist attacks. A bunch of key police state news, you name it. I want to take about 20 calls, though, in this third hour. I want to jam a lot of your great calls in, your comments, your questions. So we're going to move quickly. And we even got a few open lines for the first time today. So here's the number. 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. Any of the news we've covered in the last 2 hours, any news item you want to mention, like a caller calling yesterday and going, Delaware News is reporting they're going to dump, you know, millions of gallons of nerve gas into the river. I'm like, well, I don't doubt that's true. It sounds insane enough. And now I have a stack of mainstream news articles saying that. To be accurate, it's 1,200 tons of nerve gas mixed in with 5 million gallons of water, which a drop of this, just incredible. So what do you think about all this? 1-800-259-9231. Malta in Denmark, then John and Rick and others. Malta, go ahead.
That's me.
Yes.
I want to mention one thing first about the 9/11. I was seeing a short minute of a U.S. series about cop in L.A. I think he's a Chinese-American. They're talking about a crime syndicate plan to fly four planes in downtown Manhattan. I don't know how old the survey, how old this show was, but it's not the first time I've seen about that.
Are you saying before 9/11 somebody was on television?
I don't know. I can contact the telephone company tomorrow.
There were over 50 press reports of it, at least three different governmental drills of it. Rockets on top of the Genoa, Italy summit months before 9/11 to stop hijacked jets. They knew. They're a pack of liars. They didn't just know. They ran the attacks.
I know that. But the first time I see it, that's so obvious. There was an interesting article on Conspiracy Planet, I think, the website about this theory. I don't know what's...
All right, listen, I appreciate the call. Good to know you're listening in Denmark. John in Texas. Go ahead, John.
Yeah, Alex, I was wondering if you're ever going to... I got two things. I was wondering if you might ever get the third hour shortwave during the day. And the other thing I wanted to know about was, did you say at some point that Bush was warned that the planes could be remote controlled and he was pulled off the podium or something like that?
Yeah, I ran two VCRs, sometimes three VCRs, for about a week after 9/11, and somewhere in my stacks.
Okay.
And I've got to get a bunch of interns in here to find it, but I saw it live happen.
When you find it, you're going to give us a heads up on that.
Yes, yes.
All right.
Bush, let me finish.
Okay.
Bush was giving a speech in New York on a podium.
Yes, sir.
And he goes, you know, we've got a plan where we can remote control planes to land them in case hijackers attack. Somebody in a suit reaches up and grabs him by the arm and jerks him, and then he shut up real quick.
Yeah, I bet he did.
So I have that on tape. I also have Chuckie Schumer laughing the night of 9/11 at the Capitol when they were all out front, and the then head of the Senate walking over and telling him to shut up. I have that on tape somewhere.
Was it the head of FEMA who said we got there the night before it happened?
Yeah, that was Kenny.
That was the head or just an employee?
It was the head of FEMA. It was the head of the emergency management system.
Okay, thanks, sir.
All right, yeah, the head of FEMA at the time was Alba, but no, it was one of the deputy heads. Okay, we'll come back. Thanks for the call, John. Good questions. Rick and others, you're up next. Stay with us.
Folks, the future of gardening is upon us, and whether you grow for fun, food, or profit, you'll discover great new ways to reap more rewards from everything you grow at FutureGarden.com. Want a jumpstart on spring? Bring the power of the summer sun indoors and get your favorite seedlings off to a healthy start with a high-intensity grow light from FutureGarden.com. When the outdoor season winds down, put your high-intensity grow light back to work to serve up fresh-grown produce or prize-winning orchids in the dead of winter. Short on time or space? Now you can grow twice as much in half the space without mess or back-breaking work. Think smart gardens. These ingenious planters automatically feed and water your favorite plants from a central reservoir so you can set up an entire carefree garden in an afternoon and enjoy the highest level of quality produce that hydroponics delivers both indoors and out. At FutureGarden.com, you'll find great items and more to make your garden grow like never before. Visit FutureGarden.com today to shop or request a free catalog or call toll-free 888-338-3305. That's 888-338-3305. Phone lines open Monday through Friday only.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
John in Texas had some really good questions. I didn't want to sound rude when I said, hey, let me finish. He just asked a really important question. I wanted to finish answering it. And that's what's so great about all your calls is it takes us in so many different directions and gives us a big picture. And I have the best listeners of anybody out there. You're wonderful because you're so active. And that's why the globalists are in trouble on shows like C-SPAN and Washington Journal where they take calls. That's why about half the calls now are anti-New World Order, what they call conspiracy theorists, because the thinkers are watching C-SPAN, know what government's doing. The thinkers, the people that watch C-SPAN have seen 100 CFR live broadcast on there where they talk about a new world order and taking all our freedoms. Then we see Brian Lamb saying it doesn't exist, and they're going to call in angry. I mean, what do you expect? I mean, all we are the informed people. We're not into football and the topless bars or, you know, waxing our cars. We're into America and the Bill of Rights and what's going on in government. You know, we're obsessed with that like you cry over your football team. And no, I'm not against football. I played football. My point is I don't get upset about football because it doesn't matter. I might even watch an occasional game. But that doesn't matter. I don't get all hot and bothered over it, but I do over losing our freedoms. How do we get to the point where talking about freedom and getting excited about liberty and fighting tyranny is weird, but yelling over some stupid football game doesn't, you know, that doesn't matter. That's normal. Let's just blast through a bunch of your calls. I'll take four or five more, then I'll go into news and back into your calls. Let's go ahead and talk to Rick in Nevada. Go ahead, Rick.
Alex, how you doing?
Good, sir.
I hope you plug Ellen Mariani when you show up on Coast to Coast, because her website is really languishing, man.
By languishing, what do you mean?
I mean, on that petition, they've got about 7,000-8,000 signatures.
Okay, just so you know, it's always good, even if you heard Ellen Mariani, one of the victims of 9/11, lost her husband and her lawyer on, saying the globalists are behind 9/11. You need to, when you talk about stuff, I'm just giving you a little lesson. You need to tell folks what you're talking about.
Yeah. Well, the website of Ellen Mariani is 911forthetruth.com.
Well, you know, a lot of people aren't going to sign a petition because they're afraid. Millions of people will visit that site, but millions won't sign that petition.
Yeah.
And frankly, petitions are used as birdcage liner by the globalists. I think their suit should be supported, though.
I agree with you, and I agree with you on petitions also. I don't think we ought to petition the government, because the government is the employee of the citizen.
Well, let me be specific. Petitioning the government to stop covering up 9/11 is like asking a murderer to go ahead and confess.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, well, you know, we found you with a dead body, but they're just going to keep saying that they didn't kill him. But a petition locally to take out electronic voting machines and put back in real systems, a petition to stop a land grab, a petition to, you know, reaffirm the Second Amendment, that type of stuff's good. But a petition in Congress, give me a break. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Let's talk to Dorothy in Mass. Dorothy, go ahead.
Hello.
Hello.
I just wanted to say I'm having a problem. I'm not on the Internet. And I'm not on shortwave, and I was getting you through a station coming from Providence, and they're gone. For some reason, they disappeared off the air today.
Well, every once in a while, stations have transmitter problems, so that's probably what's going on, or it could be atmospherics. I mean, there are giant radio stations in San Antonio that I can listen to in my house, and then a lot of times during the summer, you suddenly can't hear them. Because of where the sun's at or what's happening, so I don't think that's a big thing.
Well, I hope so. I just have this feeling they're going for good. But
really? You have that feeling?
But your station and the Power Hour and Jack Quad are the only people I'm getting the truth from, and I like to know the real news. So I guess if I get a shortwave radio, I might be able to pick you up on that, but I have massive...
Well, ma'am, radio stations are at a premium, and when you hear one go off the air, it means that lightning hit a transmitter or something. If you heard it switch to Tejano or rap or to another format, then you would have a problem. You hear a station go down for an hour or something, that happens, unfortunately.
Oh, this has been gone since 9:30 this morning, and
yeah. Well, they're probably. Let me just call them for you instead of. Have you tried calling them?
Yes, and they say the number has been disconnected.
You might have written the number down wrong. Well, listen, I appreciate your call. Any other way I can help you?
No, I'm just very upset. Like I said, I can't get my real news anymore. I have to listen to these other stations that I just...
Well, ma'am, for about $50, you can buy a decent shortwave radio, and we come in like AM radio all over the country on WWCR.
Uh-huh.
And you can buy that and get a whole new world of listening. Listen to foreign broadcasts, BBC, French in English language. You can listen to, you can listen to what the Chi-Coms are up to. I suggest you get a shortwave.
Well, I have macular degeneration, so I don't know. It's hard to see numbers on radios and things. But
well, that's actually an older generation. Shortwave was one of the oldest types of broadcast. Listen, good to have you as a listener, and God bless you. Take care. Let's go ahead and talk to Amanda in Colorado. Amanda, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I just had a quick question for you. I wanted to point out that it feels a little hopeless, and sometimes we feel defeated when we have choices between Skull and Bones number one and Skull and Bones number two for this November election. Recently, we just had Dennis Kucinich come to Northern Colorado, to UNC, and also to CSU to give some talks, and I was just wondering what your feelings on him were.
Well, I have the facts on Mr. Kucinich.
Okay.
and that's a good question. Mr. Kucinich is the extreme end of the false political spectrum. I don't believe in left and right. That is something that's only 100 years old, meant to confuse us. In the past, it was oligarchies, monarchies, dictatorships, command and control on one end versus liberty and freedom on the other. And a constitutional republic is on the other end of the real political spectrum, away from tyranny, command and control, serfdom, slavery. Those are the real terms. And Kucinich is all pro-UN, pro-regulation, pro-gun control. So the globalists know that you're going to wake up to the New World Order. You're going to see the fascist push of the right arm of the New World Order through Bush. So when you wake up to that, they've got to have a catch-all. So when you run the other direction, you get caught in the net and think that Kucinich or even Ralph Nader or any of these guys are your savior. See, the left thinks big government's going to go after the corrupt corporations. But in truth, big government is owned and run by the big corporations, who are not free market. Conservatives say, leave corporations alone. They're free market. They can do no wrong. Don't regulate, you know, don't investigate. Whereas in truth, big corporations are acting as government bodies and get the lion's share of the welfare. And notice that Republicans always expand government faster than Democrats. Republicans are part of the debt cycle for the international banks. They claim they're cutting taxes, but really it's just getting us more into debt, as they also expand government while cutting taxes. And then the Democrats come in continue to expand government as well. So there's no real difference. Kucinich has introduced some good legislation. I agree with some of what he has to say. But a lot of it, you know, it's like rat poison. Rat poison is 98% grain, 2% arsenic.
Okay. So do we have a ray of hope anywhere within
the... I go back to this over and over again. Everybody's so focused on who the president is. We haven't had a president running anything, and we had puppets before that too, but not in every case. We haven't had a president since 1963. Okay? And they select who you're going to vote for. And now they're even taking that away. You know, before they just gave you candidate A, candidate B. Now they've got the CIA-run electronic voting machines. That doesn't even matter. The fight is at the county and city and state level.
Okay.
That's where you have power. That's where you can affect change.
Okay.
Really, presidential elections are a big distraction. Thanks for the call. I mean, in this case, there's no difference. I mean, you got two cousins who were members of the same secret society, where they swear an oath to that society first and foremost. So what do you think about that? Let us now go ahead and take another call. Let's go ahead and talk to Don in Indiana. Don, go ahead.
Hi, Alex.
Hello.
I was reading this Woodward interview the other day, and I called to talk about Bush the Christian.
Sure.
He was talking about when he declared war. He was with his war cabinet, six generals. And he said that they all decided that they were going to go to war in Iraq. And Bush stood up. He had tears in his eyes, and he went out. And he walked around. He said that, number one, he asked for God's will and strength. And then said, of course, I asked for his forgiveness. And I thought how dysfunctional this is, because...
Well, this is all just theater. I mean, Woodward works for them. He's the fake liberal who we can really trust. And I mean, it's just a bunch of garbage.
Yeah. You see his speech the other night. You see him when he talked about, he said a lot of people with brown skin, he says a lot of people think that people with brown skin don't have the ability the right to have sovereign government or self-rule. Did you catch that?
Yeah, that's wonderful doublespeak. They've appointed a puppet government. The handover in June is that puppet government appointing another government. And then he uses reverse psychology. A lot of you are against what I'm doing in Iraq. You must be racist.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that is just such... That is... It's just there's no end to it. Anything else, Don?
That's good enough.
Hey, man, good to hear from you. We'll come back, cover news, and get back to your calls. Stay with us.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul tastes, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport, even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa. Urgent message. Effective April 14, 2004, heavy fines and penalties will be imposed for all persons and entities who are not in compliance with HIPAA. HIPAA is a federal law designed to protect all patients' private health information. It impacts over 30 million health professionals, but will also impact professionals outside of the medical field. This year, Health and Human Services has developed a program to reward those who report violators of HIPAA. There are thousands of violations currently, and the numbers are growing. Who needs to be HIPAA compliant and certified? The solution lies with a cutting-edge company that is redefining HIPAA training. Come see why this company is becoming the industry's leader in HIPAA education. Visit us at yourhipaacert.com or call us at 720-312-0709. Again, that's yourhipaacert.com or call us at 720-312-0709. Act now before action is taken against you. Don't think it affects you. If your company provides insurance through its employees, it does. Call today, 720-312-0709.
Jack Brownrigg for Midas Resources. Last summer, we did some two-year comparisons between the equity markets and gold. Let's update. January of 02 to January of 04, the Dow was up a whopping 2.2%. The NASDAQ in that same time frame is flat. 2 years ago, the U.S. dollar was worth 17% more than a euro. Today, the U.S. dollar is worth 28% less than a euro. Guess which one has gold backing? January of 02, gold spot was 283. January of 04, it's well over $400 at a 13-year high, up near 40%. Gold is moving, equities are treading water, to say little of the billions lost in market scandals. Put your money in a safe haven, physical possession, private gold. Remember, gold cannot go bankrupt. Call Midas Resources today, 800-686-2237. Protect yourself, protect your loved ones. Call 800-686-2237.
You never thought it would happen here. There is a way to protect yourself and your family from nuclear, biological, and chemical threats. Clean Air Technologies designs and builds subterranean concrete shelters, steel shelter systems, and safe rooms throughout the United States that are NBC protected. These hardened facilities can protect you from man-made as well as natural disasters. Call the experts from Clean Air Technologies, toll-free at 866-5-BUNKER. That's 866-528-6537. And they'll help you find the design plan that will increase your family's survivability. Clean Air Technologies will assist you throughout the construction process of your new shelter. It's said that the future belongs to those who are prepared. What better way to ensure the survivability of you and your loved ones? Call 866-528-6537. Be prepared. Feel secure. Call Clean Air Technologies now. 866-5-BUNKER.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
More of your calls coming up. I'm going to launch back into news right now. The toll-free number to join us on air is 800-259-9231. So now in America, you go out and feed the homeless, and you're nonviolent when the police say leave, and you sit down on the ground, and they call that resisting, and you get felony charges. That in Tampa, Florida. And how disgusting is this getting? Number one, there's a permit to feed the homeless. That's the freedom to give somebody a sandwich at a park. That annihilates the First Amendment. Yeah, the First Amendment isn't just speech, folks. It's your free-flowing actions, you know, your association. Columbine, Mark's anniversary of shooting. I want to get into that later. Just briefly, I'll get into that. some of this other police state news, though, is just so vitally important. But first off, document Oklahoma City bombing was taped. The Associated Press has broken a major story again. It's like USA Today breaking the news of Pentagon drills of flying hijacked jets into the World Trade Center in Pentagon. We just broke that 2 years ago. Our source, the Pentagon's website. That's the point. It's not hard to break any of this. They know it all. But document Oklahoma City bombing was taped. Let me see. 5 years ago, 3 years ago, 2 years ago, I had the lawyers on, top lawyers in Oklahoma, suing the government on behalf of the families to give them the surveillance tapes, all 12 of them. They've talked to the FBI and other people that saw the tapes showing McVeigh and Middle Eastern men and all this, but they're government agents, so they can't show them, and the government declared national security in three separate trials. But no, USA Today with a major breaking story for us. A Secret Service document written shortly after the 95 Oklahoma City bombing describes security video footage of an attack and witnesses' testimony that suggested Timothy McVeigh may have had accomplices at the scene. Now, I told you before the next big terror attack after 9/11, they would bring all this out, say Middle Easterners were involved, and claim Saddam controlled these Iraqis. Is that why they worked for Bill Clinton and had credit cards from the Justice Department? Is that why they were protected when some of them were in custody of Oklahoma State Police? Is that why the FBI was there meeting with them the night before and we got their credit card receipts? Is that why? Because they worked for Saddam. See, they had a plan to spring this on Saddam back in 95 and invade, but for some reason they didn't. But now they're kind of retreading it. So I said, why are you going to see this brought out? Not because we're exposing it. This isn't damage control. This is so they can all say on neocon radio, I'm giving you the inside scoop. Saddam had terrorists in the country, and they work with the right-wing militias. Yeah, it's our own right-wing people, but they should all be arrested, Sean Hannity says. Yeah, secretly all these conservatives are working for Saddam, too. We got to use the Patriot Act against them. And you're going to see all that played out, unfortunately. The government has insisted McVeigh drove a truck himself and that it never had any video of the bombing or the scene of the Alfred P. Murrah building in the minutes before April 19, 1995 explosion. Security videotapes from the area show the truck detonation 3 minutes and 6 seconds after the suspects exited the truck. The Secret Service reported 6 days after the attack on a log of agents' activities and evidence in the Oklahoma investigation. I've interviewed the police, the detectives, the FBI agents, the lawyers. I mean, we don't just go on air and just say all this. You know, we don't just pull it out of hats. It isn't one camera. It's 12 of them with all the activities, the vehicles they got in, not just the two guys getting out of the Ryder truck, McVeigh and Johnny number two, but all the others, including BATF officers down the street waiting in their bomb gear to swoop down as the saviors. Oh, don't want to release that, do we? Don't want to release that, do we? It's fun for you to kill people, isn't it? Several investigators and prosecutors who worked the case told the Associated Press they had never seen video footage like the described in the Secret Service log. Really, an FBI agent told the LA Times he had. The document, if accurate, is either significant evidence kept secret for 9 years or misconstrued recording of investigative leads that were often passed by word of mouth during the hectic early days of the case. Hey, AP, let me do the work for you, John Solomon. Let me do your work for you. There's been three lawsuits, and it was ruled every time national security. They admit they have the tapes. They will not release them. My goodness. You people, it's like Henry Lamb. New World Order doesn't exist. Keep saying Henry Lamb. I apologize. It's Brian Lamb. Brian Lamb of C-SPAN. Brian Lamb, Brian Lamb, Brian Lamb of C-SPAN. Saying the New World Order doesn't exist, and I believe in this imaginary thing as they got Alison on the news.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs, ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
Maca is a small turnip-like root plant that grows at 12 to 14,000 feet on the Andes Mountains in Peru. The tuberous plant benefits from the purest air, sunlight, and rain in the world. Only recently has science discovered that maca is a living storehouse with an extraordinary range of vitamins, minerals, and sterols. Research has indicated both men and women can benefit from maca supplementation with increased energy, stamina, and endurance levels, increased libido, which helps prevent impotence, relief of menopausal, premenstrual, and PMS discomfort, helps relieve or eliminate hot flashes and night sweats. It also helps prevent osteoporosis and joint pain. Get your maca from Cliff Scott Enterprises at a price and quality that few can match, because we get our maca fresh from the growers in Peru. Call 800-569-4340 for incredible savings. Call 800-569-4340 or visit on the web at cliffscott.com.
Old timers remember a time when things were a bit slower, and most folks really did take the time to stop and smell the roses. That was back when gardeners grew tomatoes that tasted like tomato, and watermelons that tasted like watermelon was supposed to. Sweet corn that was real sweet, sweet corn. Well, you get the idea. Too bad the big seed companies became big greed companies and decided that hybrids grown in hothouses, artificially ripened with gas, could be grown much quicker, fetching more money at the large grocery stores. Folks at the Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company remember that simpler time and are proud to be offering non-GMO heirloom seeds to gardeners who value flavor and variety over speed and greed. They're seed for fruits and vegetables of all kinds, seed for flowers and herbs, annuals and perennials, and some great books written by experts in the field to help get you started on the road to success. Call the Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company at 417-924-8917. That's 417-924-8917, or visit rareseeds.com and get started on the pathway to great gardening and great flavor.
I got a star on my car and one on my chest, a gun on my...
All right, my friends, Alex Jones, Sandbox Live. Martin and Brett and Paul and Johnny and Ron. We'll get to all of you here in just a few minutes. I wanted to get to some more of this news, but for some reason, Brian Lamb is the founder and the guy that runs C-SPAN. And for some reason, I keep calling him Henry Lamb, and I apologize. Henry Lamb is a great patriot, exposes the UN takeover of America, the official takeover of our country. And I keep saying his name. No. Brian Lamb, not Henry Lamb. Again, this whole Oklahoma City thing, there's no point even going into it anymore. Look at all these articles. I see these every day now. Is your car spying on you? The Tribune. San Luis Obispo Tribune. Or is the event data recorder essential for wreck investigation safety test? See now, and it admits that information culled from so-called black boxes has long helped investigators reconstruct the crucial seconds before a fatal plane crash. But could such devices also be used to unravel the facts behind car wrecks? In fact, that already happens. I remember 8 years ago warning people, now it's 9 years, time's flying. I remember 9 years ago when I first got on air reading industry stuff about all the new cars having this put in, people were already being prosecuted. You say you were going 60. This shows you were going 80 when you flipped the car. Manslaughter, we're charging you. The point is, this has been going on forever, and they're just getting around to telling you about it now. But you know what else these black boxes do? They plug into satellite tracker boxes. $25 to $50 unit, depending on what company, The states are getting ready to make it the law under federal mandate. Satellite tracker box, when you buy your tags, installed at the DMV garage. This is the official plan. They're going to tax you. They're going to trace you. They're going to watch you. They're going to control you. And I got another one. I remember 4 years ago seeing the federal grant. That's not true. I remember 6 years ago seeing the federal grants come through to the state level and city level in Austin. Microphones in the trees, microphones on the light poles, rotating around shotgun mics, some of them laser assisted, can shoot the laser to your window and listen to you. I'm watching the cameras rotate around, listening to people in my neighborhood. I walk by as it turns and looks at me with the microphone sticking out with a laser beam coming out of it. This is pure evil! And then 6 years ago, I also saw where San Antonio and Dallas, as well as El Paso, got the funding for these license plate readers that scan all the license plates with kind of a radio frequency identification system. It's actually a resonant system. It scans your... And then I saw articles with Indiana, New York, California, all these states doing it. That's why if you really look at a Texas license plate, there's like a gleam, a glaze barcoding on it. It was Homeland Security before you even knew about Homeland Security. And it scans you and tracks you. And now they put it in all over the state. And now another article, Ohio News Network. Confronted with concerns about Big Brother aspects of digitally scanning license plates at the speed of light, the State Highway Patrol pulled a request for $61,000 to put the equipment on the Ohio Turnpike. The scanners could give law enforcement officers instant access to the information such as restrictions and arrest warrants. See, it just scans you and then pops up that, oh, you got an arrest warrant, pops up that, oh, you were driving too fast because they can scan you from point to point. The patrol wants to use federal Homeland Security funds to buy 4 automated license plate recognition devices from an Italian company. 4 of them? I've seen at least 200 in Austin. But members of the state controlling board yesterday had some questions, such as how much information would be gathered and how it would be used. Well, first, cameras are to help traffic. Then it's to fight crime. And Homeland Security, last Friday, I read this article out of Government Computer News. Department of Homeland Security wants system to help identify suspicious activity and fight crime, see? And it's face scanning cameras. Let's see, here this is about the patrol plans to get some answers and resubmit the request, see? So, and you notice it's Homeland Security. I got a speech Bill Clinton gave in 93 talking about Homeland Security. This is about taxing and regulating and watching your every move. Every misdemeanor is an act of terrorism. This is all in the Patriot Acts. It's all about you. It's about you and your family. And then there's this article from yesterday that I didn't spend enough time on. I just want to briefly mention it. Dancers X-rated clubs, and again, I've seen this in the U.S., England, Australia, New Zealand, and Germany. All these articles, I've been seeing this for a year. This is yesterday. Nightclubbers could be subjected to mobile X-ray scanners that see through their clothes in police raids or drug dealer havens. See, that's Australia. So you're all guilty until proven innocent. And we've got color images of this on the website for mainstream news, though it is pornographic. It's naked women and men. And it just shows stuff from the airport. It shows a man at the airport standing there naked, right down to the pores on his skin. Women naked, your whole family. The Associated Press posting photos, how fun it is now for 2 years. They've got them in 5 airports, and now they got mobile police vans. Homeland Security's funding it, and they pulled up in New York at a club. Been doing it in England now for a year, but pulled up 2 weeks ago at a club, and everybody walked through it, and guess what? They found some drugs. And they record all this on a computer hard drive, a 360 naked image of you. The X-ray machine shows the body, listen to this lie, with blurry detail. That's not true. You've seen it. They're totally naked. Of the anatomy and anything concealed beneath the clothing. Police in Britain said the images were very graphic, but hailed their use as the fantastic success. So is it blurry or graphic? It's actually more graphic than the human eye. Because when I look, let's say, it's somebody in shorts at the pool from 10 feet away. I can't see their pores. This thing even shows their pores. Victoria police are monitoring the device, which has been used to arrest dealers and armed thugs at London clubs. See? Oh. Low radiation x-rays penetrate a quarter of a centimeter into the suspect's skin. It can reveal drugs, knives, guns, and explosives under the clothing. And in another article, they said, we even turn it up on high at the airport and see the mules carrying in the opium. Yeah, you gotta stop them. They keep the price down. If it was just the CIA, you'd make so much more money. The war on drugs against your competition, you dirty filth. You drug-dealing demons. All right, I said I'd go to calls, and who's up first here? Martin in Tennessee, go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how are you doing?
Doing okay.
I appreciate all the work that you do in fighting the New World Order. But what I was came to talk to you about was, at a company where I work at, we use a Kronos clock, you know, for when you clock in and clock out and everything and all. But related to small, the 4500 Touch ID terminal is going to start using biometrics.
Yeah, it has a thumb scanner on it.
Right, so that way we're already guilty. That's to prevent employees from entering labor.
Yeah, all HEBs make their employees thumb scan, and they have signs up saying you're soon going to have to use it to use the self-checkout at a Houston and up at the Homeland Security model HEBs in the Homeland Security Zone at College Station. They make you thumb scan, and this is the plan, sir. You'll have to thumb scan to start your car, to get into work, to buy food. This is the official federal plan.
Well, we're already guilty before we're innocent. You know, this is not America where you're innocent before you're proven guilty. That's it's more or less to prevent employees from entering their labor data inappropriately. Again,
yeah, well, you know, they've got all the reasons for it, but the federal plan from 1968, Army War College, is a national sales tax and tracking grid using inkless finger readers, which they've had since 1968. The official battle plan was written in 68.
Well, it's like you said, it's kind of the biometrics and all that.
Yeah, I get a lot of calls. I get a lot of calls and emails saying, you must be a government agent, because I saw your video, your first video made in 97, and you said it'd be in banks and grocery stores and to get school lunches, and, you know, how did you know this? Because I read the Army War College plan. How did I know they denounce every child needs a chip? That police and troops need chips? That prisoners need chips? Because I read the government plan.
It, and also, if you don't mind me saying, though, it's amazing how many people don't know the basic Bill of Rights and basic constitutional rights that we have. I mean, at work, where I work at, there's some people there that didn't know their First and Second Amendment rights. They had
But they'll tell you, I'm free. I'm free. I got to give my rights up to stay free. They even say that. And I'll go, okay, well, isn't America about being free? And they go, no, it's about being safe.
Right. I mean, they'd be willing to give up anything just for the sake of, you know, going along with everybody else. But they don't understand that, you know, soon they'll start getting the guns and taking away our rights.
I'm looking at mainstream news. They're proposing making police take chips.
Yeah, I mean,
I told you, people. I'm just reading their official plans.
Yeah, and I appreciate the work. And I've been a long-time listener, and it's a pleasure to get to talk to you.
It's a pleasure to talk to you, my friend. I'm going to call Paul Watson during the break and see if he's reposted our expose of over a year ago about the missile pod on the bottom of the plane. Going to be reposting that. Let's go quickly to these calls. I got more news to cover. Brett in Washington, D.C., in the District of Criminals.
No, from Washington State, Alex.
Okay, I was told Washington, D.C. Go ahead.
Thanks for taking my call. Alex, war on drugs, war on freedom, war on whatever else. Now, this New World Order, when you look at the Equal Opportunity Employment Act, outsourcing of jobs, immigration, and the list goes on and on. Pretty obvious we got a war against the white Caucasian race. What say you?
Well, I agree to this extent. If the dominant wealthy middle class was predominantly black, or let's say polka dotted, the globalists would be doing everything to attack that group. So there's a war against everybody. And it sounds like your cell cut out, but good to hear from you, Brett in Washington State. Call back if you'd like, because I wanted to hear more about what you had to say. They're targeting the middle class, which is a lot of people are in the middle class, even though it's shrinking. Some groups are climbing up into it, which is good. And the official World Bank documents released 2.5 years ago, we have them on the site, BBC, say that it's about getting rid of the middle class. Bush says exporting more jobs is good. Hamburger jobs is going to be manufacturing. It's about getting you in welfare, psychiatric system, the criminal justice system. It's about getting you under government control. Because the corporations already own almost everything. Now they just got to steal what the middle class had. Paul in Canada. Go ahead, Paul.
Hi, Alex. I love your show.
Thank you.
I constantly have arguments with my friends over the whole New World, like the breakdown of it. I personally feel that like it's not logical that there's only one group. I personally feel that there are like any different groups competing in a way, and you know they meet at like Bilderberger and the.
Have you ever seen The Godfather?
Yeah.
When Don Corleone's sitting around that big boardroom table.
Yeah.
That's how the New World Order works, and you'll have publicly they all go in the meetings. No one's allowed in. You'll have the Rothschilds, Queen Beatrix, Queen Elizabeth, Prince Charles, the Rothmans, the Oppenheimers, all these elite families, and there's about 100 of them. And then they'll bring in prime ministers and presidents to literally kneel before them and be given orders. And then they have arguments and debates amongst themselves. The program goes forward, but they all fight over turf and occasionally kill each other. And it's organized crime. We can boil it down past left, right, all this. We're fighting a global organized crime syndicate. Go ahead.
That's kind of what I feel. But I also feel, I heard a caller the other day say, well, we have to put our faith in God and everything. I personally feel that religion is one of the tools they use to keep the masses, like pacified, you know what I mean?
Well, Jesus Christ said that. He said that he was talking about the Pharisees and the government, but just because the churches are corrupt, God is real, my friend, and God gives us our strength. So, you know, the church is right inside your heart, my friend, and the church is your family and your neighbors.
I believe in God, just not the, like, dogmatic religion that says, you know, You can't eat pork, you know, like stuff like that. Like I just feel it from back then. It's already starting to give you orders and rules, you know, like before the government and whatnot.
Well, God did give us rules, and I agree with the Ten Commandments and even the hundreds of Jewish health laws is pretty good advice. When they say be a Christian, worship Bush, that's a fraud. I agree with you. Thanks for the call. Let's talk to Johnny in Hawaii. Johnny, go ahead.
Thanks a lot, Alex. I appreciate you being there. I've got a question for you. I'm not a Catholic, but my wife is, and I had to go to church with her last Sunday and walked in there, and the priest comes out with all white on and red Knights Templar crosses on his robe or whatever it was, a big one in the front and a couple of smaller ones around it. Is there an association or tie between the Knights Templar and the Catholics that go way back when?
Yeah, they had a truce, and then on Friday the 13th, they killed a bunch of them. So what you have is you have both groups infiltrating each other back and forth.
Oh, boy. Okay, well, that answers my question. I thought there was some sort of a tie there. It certainly is.
Well, yeah, when you see a red cross that isn't longer on the bottom, that's the occult symbols that they infiltrated in.
Yeah, it was uniform in all the links of the points, and they were flared out at the ends.
Yeah, that's the, you know.
Wow.
Of course, different groups expropriate each other's symbols. You can argue from any angle, but, you know, it's like Bush wraps himself in the American flag and then goes, follow me, you'll be patriotic, but it's a Chinese flag made by slaves.
Exactly, yeah.
I mean, you're supposed to burn a desecrated flag. All those flags should be burned if you respect the flag. But I know it's not about flag etiquette. I actually respect the flag.
Yeah, so do I.
But if it touches the ground, burn it. Well, then you really got to burn it if it's been made by a Chinese slave. Thanks for the call. Let's go ahead and take another call. Let's talk to Ron in New York. Ron, go ahead.
How you doing, Alex?
Fine.
Accuse me of being and other Christians of being naive, and therefore not recognizing that our so-called Christian leaders, like Jay Sekulow last night on the radio on his program, is affirming the detaining of these combatants at Guantanamo and the Supreme Court thing now. It wants to leave that in the hands of the government, the military, and President Bush in not making...
And they're grabbing U.S. citizens and doing that, and it's killing America, and Jay Sekulow brags that he helped write the Patriot Act and says it's godly. That is a total fraud. Jay Sekulow, I've tried to get him on this broadcast, Jay Sekulow is a Benedict Arnold.
Exactly. And the war, so you understand all that, and therefore, here's a direct quote. We're representing the side by him, by Jay Sekulow, the side that we think the Americans are on, that is for the president to conduct the war on terrorism just as he's doing it pursuant to the terms of the Constitution. You know, even more importantly...
So that's the twisting they do. They go, it's the Constitution. We got to arrest you secretly. You're for the Constitution, aren't you? Give us your guns.
Even more importantly, he stated, we back the Patriot Act. It's good, necessary. We're fighting a war on terrorism in this country, and the president's doing the right thing.
And it's now being used coast-to-coast against misdemeanors. Thanks for the call. And that's official, and that's admitted. And now they say, oh, Department of Homeland Security is here to fight crime. We need a domestic CIA. Very, very serious. We'll be back. Stay with us.
Hey, folks. Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, mass on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Recapping some of our top stories today, this little interesting tidbit here out of Wired Magazine about how the police are going to have to take microchips in their hands to fire their guns. I mean, x-ray scanning you when you come out of the bar, videotaping your naked body, this is freedom. It's to fight the terrorists, though. See, that's what Homeland Security is doing, and Jay Sekulow thinks it's all very wonderful. I mean, come on, people. This is disgusting. And I've got this article, NAFTA Tribunal stirs U.S. worries. After the highest court in Massachusetts ruled against the Canadian real estate company, and after the United States Supreme Court declined to hear its appeal, the company's day in court was over, or so thought the Chief Justice Margaret H. Marshall of the Massachusetts, until she learned of yet another lawyer, another law layer of judicial review by an international tribunal. "I was at a dinner party," Chief Justice Marshall said in a recent telephone interview, "to say I was surprised to hear that the judgment of this court was being subjected to further review would be an understatement. Tribunals like the one that ruled on the Massachusetts case were created by the North American Free Trade Agreement, and they have heard two challenges to American court judgments. In the other, the tribunal declared a Mississippi court judgment at odds with international law, leaving the United States government potentially liable for hundreds of millions of dollars." And it goes on and on. That's your freedom. That's your sovereignty. Again, no chip in the arm, no shot from a gun. Palm Beach, Florida, a new computer chip promises to keep police guns from firing if they fall in the wrong hands. And it says how we all need it. It just goes on and on and on. And then, again, a top story here. The incredible spin by ABC News last night that I saw with, oh, there was a plan, you know, a drill of flying hijacked jets in the World Trade Center and Pentagon. And USA Today broke this story. NORAD had drills eerily like September 11th, Pentagon Trade Center, among imagined targets. It says President Bush said at a news conference that nobody in our government, at least at, I don't think, the prior government, could ever envision flying planes into buildings. I mean, come on. But see, they're diverting you off the drill that morning, which the CIA admits they had, of flying hijacked jets in the World Trade Center and Pentagon. Why aren't you talking about that? Why are you talking about something, you know, 5 months before 9/11? Why don't you talk about the drill 2 years before 9/11? Give me a break, people. They had these drills, but they picked the drill that was never carried out because the Pentagon thought it was unrealistic. That's how they divert you. That's how they spin. That's how they lie. So now when somebody hears us talk about a drill, they go, oh, well, that was just the drill we never had. But contact USA Today. Contact ABC and go, we know you know about these articles. They're on the website, Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Now, folks, if you want my videos, if you want to see the facts, the hardcore documentation, you want to have the proof to wake people up, 90% of those that see the videos are waking up. The films are all over 2 hours long, $25.95 a piece, $20 if you order three or more. That's an $18 discount on a three-tape special, $24 discount on a four-tape special. I carry other great videos by Eric Huffschmidt, Tex Mars, you name it. I got other books by other great authors and researchers. Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order. Get my 9/11 videos, 9/11 The Road to Tyranny, Part 2 The Masters of Terror. Get Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Call toll-free to get them. Right now, come on, take action. Get the videos and make copies. 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. We'll be back tonight, 9 to midnight Central. Back tomorrow, 11 to 2 Central during the day on WWCR 9475 and at night all 3 hours on 3210 or on the web at Infowars.com. Paul Watson's going to post that expose reposted about the missile pod on the bottom of the plane that we broke over a year ago. If you want to go look at it, just get the films, get the word out, get order out of chaos where Paul exposed it 8 months ago. Take care.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.